And the next one, please. We've got a little... there's your Clint Eastwood. I've met Clint Eastwood. I bumped into him purely by chance, and I babbled like a lunatic, as you would. You look quite cool there. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
So, I was in a club, actually, and he asked me where the workout and weights room were, like I'd know, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And that's true, then. He was Clint Eastwood, and I remember thinking, oh, it's Clint Eastwood. Keep it together, Baker. And I went with it. Where were you there, and did you hold it together? Were you full?
I'll tell you why I was cool. And he babbled like a lunatic.
Oh, sure. Oh, we're getting
all
bigger
now. Oh, boy.
They're cardboard, those people. I'm realizing
that. Yeah, right. It would make my... It would make my life a lot easier if they were cardboard. I always carry a little pocket cellular phone with me.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it here, but, you know, security confiscated it. Yeah. I don't know what they thought it was. But,
they heard you were Yasser Arafat's cousin.
And so I had my cellular phone, and I was talking on it as I met Clint Eastwood, and then he asked if he could borrow my cellular phone. He had to make a call. So he was talking on my cellular phone. He's babbling. And so I waited till he got off my cellular phone, and then I had a picture taken with him. And then he says, you know, I'd like four of those right now. I don't know who he thought I was, some salesman or something.
Yes, you are some salesman. And another one, please, if we could.
Oh,
that's either the manager of Millwall or an even bigger loser. That might be Bill Clinton, I believe. Yeah, the late Bill Clinton, it seems.
Everything out of his mouth is funny, you know. I'm just sure listening.
They're giving him free champagne. They want to keep on my sweet side. That's all. Yeah. Okay, so go on.
He was jogging on the beach, and I jogged a few feet, but I couldn't keep up with him. That guy's fast.
But not surrounded by millions of gun-toting
security. Well, yeah, there he was surrounded by it. But they got to know me. They saw my face. They recognized me. You know, I'm harmless.
Let's just cut to the chase. You're looking... Seriously, it's no stunt. You don't need to. You know, you're having a great life. But you would like to be married, yes?
Yes, I'd like to... Well, I'd like to be married. I'd like to, you know, find a girlfriend first.
And you're serious about this marriage thing.
But what I'd like to do, I'd like to meet this girl with my dreams, and I'd like to just spoil her rotten and take her traveling all around the world for a couple of years. Then settle down and, you know, have a couple of kids and have a family, have a regular, normal life, and just do things that we enjoy doing. I want someone who doesn't want to work and just wants a life of leisure instead of having a seizure.
Folks,
you know,
you... Flash bastard. That's on behalf of all the women in the audience.
Tomorrow's Sunday. It's my last day here in Great Britain. And I'm going to be at this...
The traffic to a standstill. It's enough we've had you with us tonight. That is Paul Walton. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what I'll do.